Lily Allen, and that is Not Fair.
Very good.
Well, sorry, you're a fan of that one then?
Yeah, it's such a good album. I'm loving it.
The whole album?
Yeah, the whole album, that track particularly.
Oh, no, it's great. The video is brilliant, so you've got to watch that. Lots of Dolly Parton kind of hairstyles and all that. Right. David Tennant is our guest at the moment. We're talking all about Doctor Who. Again, loads of questions come in from all the listeners at the moment. My son Jude says, have you ever noticed in, I think it was Family of Blood, that while you were in the shooting range, Jude spotted a white van in the background?
Did he really?
Apparently so.
I'm going to take that news back to Cardiff and have somebody whipped.
I really don't know whether that is actually true, but that's what
I don't care if it's true
or
not. I'm going to act on that information.
Good. Emily and her six mates chillaxing in Hythe at the moment. Out of all your companions, which one did you fancy the most? Simple as. Come out with it straight away.
All of them. Equally in their own special, individual, fanciable ways.
Okay. What are your famous? Oh no. What have been your favourite moments from working on Doctor Who? Loads of people saying the same question. Becky and Suffolk gets the credit for this.
There's so many. There are so many, and at the moment I'm having a great time. Maybe because I know it's coming to an end, I'm sort of cherishing it even more than usual. But we've got such great people at the moment, and it's great scripts, and it's been a ball. The whole thing's been a blast.
So no particular storyline. I love the Master myself. The Return of the Master was great.
Yeah.
Johnson was just brilliant at doing that.
Well, I'm glad you like that.
Does he reappear at all in any of the episodes? Listen to the silence.
Yeah.
That would be great if he did.
It would be great if John Sim came back, wouldn't it?
It would.
He was particularly fine.
He was absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Also, you met Peter Davison. I think that was a comic relief thing that you did.
It was a Children in Need one. A little Children in Need story, yeah. Mm. Meeting the Doctor's former self. That was weird because I'd watched him growing up. And suddenly, there's Peter Davison standing in the full gear in front of me, being the Doctor. TARDIS.
It's quite a moving moment, I think.
It was quite moving, yeah.
How would you like your Doctor to be remembered? What would you like your kind of epitaph to be? Your legacy.
Oh, something fond, I suppose. I don't know. I suppose when I think back to watching those shows when I was a kid and how much it meant to me and how, you know, excited I got, the thought that if we've left some people growing up with those kind of memories, that'll do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does Rose return in any of the other episodes?
Does Rose return in any of the...
The episodes that you're going to be in? Listen to the silence again.
Rose, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
There's not really much I can say, is there?
The suit and the shoes that you wore on Comic Relief, I'm just thinking again.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, where were they from? That's what a lot of people want to know.
Where were they from? Yeah, what am I allowed to do? Is this the BBC? We'll get shot if I name an actual tailor, won't we?
Were they specially made for you then? Because
a
lot of people liked them.
They were off the peg.
Okay, fine.
You too can buy them, faithful viewer, listener.
Okay, well, you look very dapper, and a lot of people want to know also about Franz Ferdinand. When you stormed the stage, you did Top of the Pops. Was that a lifelong ambition to be on Top of the Pops?
Yeah, with Franz Ferdinand as well. It was very exciting. I played guitar on Top of the Pops.
Yeah, but did you actually properly play guitar on Top of the Pops?
Of course I did.
That's what the band said. We had them in the live lounge on Monday.
Good. Did you? What did they play?
They did the current single.
Why did I miss that? I was working.
Obviously not listening to the show enough.
I have to catch up on iPlayer every day.
Good boy. Yes. Well done. Claire in London. Oh my God, I'm actually sat here crying just hearing David talk about about the end of the 10th Doctor.
Don't cry. It's going to be great.
It's going to be all right.
Wait, you will cry at the end though, I promise.
Disappointed if people didn't cry.
If you're crying now, you're going to be in a right state come the end.
Obviously, you're going to be looking for new employment when this is all over. You haven't got a job at the moment.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so it's all about filming Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So we've got some kind of jobs that you might want to take up.
Excellent.
I'm going to play a game. I'm going to play you some clips, and you have to identify what the job is, and then tell us whether you want it.
Okay.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
So Scott Mills helped us out with this one.
Okay.
Okay, so this is your job description. Work out what the job is for.
We need you to run our legendary East London pub. The right applicant must possess excellent and very loud communication skills and should have experience of throwing a good right hook. In return, you'll be responsible for a lazy team and a group of very angry regulars.
What do you reckon?
That's got to be taking over at the Queen Vic, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is there nobody behind the bar?
Yes, no, that job is going to come up in the next 2 months, I think.
So
that's one of your options.
Right.
Your second option is this one.
Need a new challenge? Want to save America? Then this could be the job for you. The ideal candidate will be highly motivated, able to work on their own, and will have excellent combat skills. In return, we will offer a one-day contract and a never-ending amount of danger.
What do you reckon that is then? What job?
One-day contract?
Yeah. How many hours in a day are there?
Oh, it's Kiefer Sutherland. It's Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Jack Bauer, that would be quite cool. Okay. That's a bit cooler than running the old Vic.
Not as cool as being Doctor Who, but a bit cooler than being the landlords. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's one other job that you might want to do.
Help save lives with us. We need a new doctor to join our constantly changing team. To succeed in this role, you must be able to work medical miracles and have a private life that always becomes more important than your actual patients. We can offer you complete job satisfaction and a never-ending array of ludicrous afflictions to deal with.
Is that house?
No, not house.
Oh.
UK.
Think UK. What, somebody off Casualty?
Yeah. Do you want to be a doctor in Casualty?
Ah, so I've got a doctor in Casualty.
Yeah.
Behind the bar at the Queen Vic.
Yeah.
Or being Jack Bauer.
Uh-huh.
I think I'll go for Jack Bauer.
I think that's probably a wise
move. To be honest with you. Yeah.
Right, David's our guest in the moment. We'll have some more chat after this.
Okay.